Hello, everybody, and happy new year from all of us here at the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bulis, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen this week. Very big podcast coming up. With me is the very powerful Candace Jordan. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
You're feeling better. Well, you're laughing because I called you powerful, but you are. You are powerful. Everyone that I bring forth on this podcast is going to be powerful, man. You guys have credentials, you have experience, you have knowledge. You are very, very valuable assets to not only the podcast, but, you know, the field of blindness and low vision. So thank you very much for coming on. We've got a lot to talk about this week. At the end of this podcast, once we're done, you will hear a calendar of events. I'm going to be recording a calendar of upcoming conferences and stuff like that. So stay tuned at the end. I didn't want to put it here in case you know, people didn't want to hear that, but we're going to be doing a calendar of events at the end of this. Blindrehab.com. You've been to the website, right?
I have. It's a good resource.
Helped people find guide dog schools and all that good stuff. And we do sell some really cool looking Braille t-shirts on that website. And it helps with the expense that comes with doing podcasts like this. So I hope you guys will visit blindrehab.com. On the main page, we've got show notes as well. Everything that we talk about here, including the calendar of events, will be on the show notes. And so you should check that out. And that way you don't have to sit down and, you know, take notes while you're listening. You could go right to blindrehab.com. And on the main page, there will always be show notes for the current week's podcasts. So that's, I think, a good thing for people, so they can kind of relax and take in what we're talking about here and then refer to the show notes later. All right, so a couple things. We talked about the t-shirts. We have one other thing that's on the main page, and that is the tracker. We've been playing with this tracker for the past couple of weeks. It helps you find anything that is missing: remote controls, car keys, your house keys, your cell phone, anything that you don't want to lose. You can put one of these little trackers on it, and if you go to blindrehab.com and use our link, you will get a free tracker with your order. So if you order one tracker, they'll give you a free one. If you order five, again, you'll get a free one. So definitely help us out. Go to blindrehab.com and order yourself one of these really cool gadgets. We're going to probably talk about it briefly next week on the podcast.
And for all you ladies out there, if you're always misplacing your purse, perfect thing for you to get.
Exactly.
Put it inside your purse and you'll never lose it again.
Your purse, your wallet, all that good stuff. It works with an app on your iPhone. They're very reasonably priced. And again, if you order them from our link, you'll get a free one. So you could probably give it away as a gift or just use it yourself. You can hook up to 10 of these trackers on the app. So like I said, next week we'll talk a little bit more about that in more detail. In addition to that podcast, we will also be talking more about the Amazon Echo, Google Home, and of course our very popular Field of Vision podcast, which talks about all the other aspects of blindness and rehabilitation. And there's not a whole lot of technology on that one, but it talks about all the other aspects of it. So there you go. Plenty of interviews coming your way. So this week, we got a lot to talk about, Candace. We've got a lot to talk about because for the past several months, if you've been following social media, we've been posting videos, articles, a lot of good stuff about this company. And I got to tell you, the name of the company is called Aira. Their website is...
But it's spelled A-I-R-A.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's A-I-R-A.io is their website. And again, blindrehab.com, so you don't have to write it down. Just go
and
to blindrehab.
Twitter is at A-I-R-A.io.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So an excellent company. I ran into these guys when I was presenting at the Blinded Veterans Association back in August. And they basically shocked me. They put me, really sent me for a loop, man. I've never seen technology work as well and do what it's supposed to do for people who are blind like this company. And again, I'm not on the payroll, although I should be. They're not paying me. They're not paying me. This is not a commercial, okay? This is something that I experienced and then passed it over to you. We were just, you know, we were talking about some other stuff, and then later that day, and I said, by the way, you got to know that I saw this amazing technology. And
you were so excited. I was literally speechless. Yeah, and that was pretty funny.
Yeah, because I don't ever shut up. You know what I mean? So what Ira has done is they've taken some smart glasses and they've built their technology and the service that they provide around these smart glasses.
Well, it's kind of a combination of taking existing technology, because they're using the iPhone, the smart glasses, and the iOS
platform
to develop an app that works seamlessly between the smart glasses and the iPhone.
Yeah.
Is that how you would describe it?
Basically, absolutely, yes. And so what happens is, like, if you ever watch the show 24 with Jack Bauer, who's the main character, he's trying to save our country from all this, you know, doom and gloom. It's the same concept. He's got agents working with him that can see what he sees. They're sitting in their office on a computer and they can see what he sees. Like, they really have a view on that computer of what Jack Bauer is seeing and what's around him. They also use other resources like Google Maps, and they have setup of the area that you're in. And essentially what they do is they help you travel more confidently and safely. If you get lost, if you're in an unfamiliar place, one of the things that Ira's technology is doing is it's helping more and more people who are blind get out and about. And one of the problems that I think that people have in this field is, you know, people tend to be like route travelers, you know, and a lot of people don't leave the house very often for stuff. I mean, it really is a real issue in our field.
Well, travel can be very stressful.
Absolutely.
You know, it's oftentimes, I think people look at traveling. I know me, I travel a lot, and I look at traveling as a point A to point B. And when I get to point B, I'm like, whew, I got there, made it. And I think a lot of people look at traveling like that, because you have to use and engage your senses, and you're so focused and you're so in tune with your environment. And it's not necessarily always a relaxing experience. It can oftentimes be very stressful.
It's not. And even though I travel a lot as well, like I'm all over the place, I still don't travel as much as I would if I could see. I'm guilty. I'm part of our population that I'm talking about, because there are times when I get very nervous about going to unfamiliar areas by myself, believe it or not. I mean, I know I come across, you know, very confident. A lot of people think I'm confident. I am, to a point, but there are times when my vision impairment has really stopped me from doing some fun stuff, because I'm nervous. I don't want to be a burden on people, number one. Like, I mean, when I was in Alabama, people would offer me rides all the time because the transportation was so bad. And a lot of times I would try to find another way. Like, I would use people to give me a ride as a last resort, because I felt bad. I felt embarrassed. I felt like they were doing extra for me. And it just wasn't, you know, I didn't like it. I wasn't very comfortable. So there have been times, many times, where I really want to go somewhere and I just don't go, because I'm very either shy or bothered by the fact that I have to travel. So it's a real thing. I mean, I'm feeling it honestly all the time, even though, you know, when it comes to work and things like that, I end up making it where I have to go. But if I don't absolutely have to, there are times when I just don't do it.
You know what I mean? Perfect example.
Yeah.
We live in the Washington, D.C. area. And at Christmas time, they have the Ellipse, or President's Park. It's right by the White House. And the National Christmas Tree and the Pathway of Peace, with all of the various state trees and territory trees, are in this particular park. And I've always wanted to go. But, you know, the locals, you live in an area, a lot of times people don't necessarily want to go to something in their own backyard. And so this year, I decided, hey, I'm going to use Ira And I'm going to go see this national Christmas tree, and I'm going to do it by myself. Now, for those of you who haven't been to Presidential Park or don't know what it's like, it is incredibly crowded around this particular, the holiday season because of the tree. And the park is kind of this oval shaped with, I'm going to say a million, but I'm sure obviously not a million sidewalks, but there are all these sidewalks. And it's almost like somebody dropped spaghetti out of the sky and said, hey, this is how the sidewalks are going to be laid out. They're intersecting sidewalks. They're in all different directions. And it's really, really hard to find your way around.
Yeah.
And so I would never, ever, it's one of those things. I just would not do it by myself, even though maybe I could have. I was never confident enough to do that with my cane or with my guide dog. And so this year with Ira, I was able to go to the park, had the Uber driver drop me off at the park entrance, walked through the park to the tree, walked along the pathway of peace. The Ira agent described the tree and helped me navigate all of the tourists, walked me through the national exhibit, the National Christmas Tree exhibit. We walked off of the pathway of peace, and I walked back to the intersection where I could catch a cab. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's life-changing, you know, and before we even get to that, essentially that's how it works. The way Candace is talking right now, you have an agent that you can hear in your earpiece. Mm. They actually like the Bone Conduction headphones by Aftershock, and I like them too. Mm. I like them too. But so you can hear the agent because they're communicating through the app in your iPhone, and the agent can see what you can see in those glasses, and they've got a really good, I think it's like, is it 180 degree view? Something mm-hmm. like that. I don't remember what the degree is, but they have a good view from your left all the way to your right. And if they need to see a little bit more, they'll just tell you, hey, turn your head a little to the left for a second. And whatever you're seeing or whatever you're supposed to be seeing in those glasses will come into view on their computer monitor, you know?
And I think it's really important to admit or, you know, to talk about the fact that Ira doesn't replace your mobility skills.
Absolutely.
You have to have a very strong foundation with mobility and orientation and mobility. Ira enhances the experience. So, for example, if you're walking from point A to point B, you still have to know how to cross the street by yourself. You have to have that skill. But Ira, the Ira agent, can tell you, you're passing this beautiful tree with these leaves that are falling to the ground, and the building on your right is such and such, and the architecture, and they can tell you where benches are. And
she helped me find Starbucks coffee. She helped me find Starbucks. So my experience was in the hotel at the Blinded Veterans Association convention. And I wasn't too, it was a giant convention center. They had it in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, big old convention center. Mm-hmm. Signage was poor as far as accessibility goes. I didn't like it very much at all. But I'm walking through, you know, with these glasses on, and I've got the guys from Ira kind of following me. And I, you know, I was using my cane. I'm a cane user now. And so what ended up happening was I moved faster than I ever remember moving when I'm by myself. With my cane. The Ira guys were following me, but they were not interfering in the experience at all. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm walking through this convention center that I've never really been through before, the agent was in my ear and she's telling me, you know, hey, you know, there's a few people there to your right kind of sitting down. You might want to just take a little bit to your left, you know, and so she guided me through this amazing convention center and got me outside onto the street. We went for a walk. She told me what street corner I was coming up to and how far away it was. We went around the block almost and then came into the convention center through a different entrance. So we didn't come in the same entrance we left. And when we came in, again, you know, she's guiding me down hallways in this convention center, and she happens to spot a Starbucks or a place that was selling Starbucks coffee. And she's like, by the way, you know, if you want something to drink, this place over here to your right is selling Starbucks coffee. You know, and she pointed out as I was walking by, she also pointed out some men's room, water fountains, you know, things like that. Things that are nice to know that they're around, because a lot of times we look for these things And it's a struggle to try to find that type of stuff. So it was really cool. It was a life-changing. They stunned me. I could not believe, Candace, I really couldn't believe that technology had come this far and that it can do things that I've always wanted to be able to do, such as walk around independently, not have to depend on somebody else, which I really hate depending on other people. I just can't stand it. I feel like I'm a burden. And I know that I'm not. People want to help. You know, they're very cool. But I want to be able to do things by myself.
It's empowering.
Absolutely.
And I think
that's what we're all about, man. This podcast and all the information that we try to bring you guys is all about becoming a more independent person who's dealing with vision loss or blindness or whatever.
So, and that's, that's why I've said Ira redefines freedom. It redefines autonomy. It redefines independence. It's a life-changing experience. So let's tell them how Ira works, because we're talking about the Ira agent and everyone's probably sitting there thinking,
yeah, I want to marry her.
How does it work?
I want to marry that agent straight up. I actually, I was kidding around with the guys at Ira. I was like, does she have a boyfriend? Like, I'm kidding. But she was really, really helpful. But yeah, so let's talk about how Ira works. Yeah. And then I want to talk about your experience at New York's Penn Station.
Absolutely. So let's give a shout out to some of the agents. Aaron, Emily, Jessica, Max. Just give them a shout out.
That's
real quick.
It. Yeah, blow up their spot. Beautiful.
Hey. Right. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
So Ira, like we talked about, is a culmination of many technologies. So there's an app that you download on your phone. It's the Ira app.
Free app.
Mm-hmm. And when you have the service and you have the smart glasses and you're signed up for the service, there are two sections. There's a glass section and a phone section. So you can actually use Ira in two different ways. I'm going to talk about the glass section first. Once your smart glasses are connected to your phone, you click on the glass section, and then it will give you an option to call the agent from the glass. You click on call the agent, and the app will dial into an agent. And the agent will answer, give you their name, and ask how they can help you. And you tell them the task that you want to complete. Thus far, we've been talking about traveling, but you can use Ira. I've used Ira for many things, to look at the title of a book. I've used it at work to operate a copy machine. I got a pair of shoes in the mail, and I wanted to know what color they were. So
you're just annoying these people.
I am totally annoying these people.
Way to go.
Hey, I'm BFF with...
By the way, I got these new shoes. What do you think of them? So if she doesn't like them, what are you going to send them back?
Jessica or Aaron give me an opinion that these shoes got to go, they got to go.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But they're great. And we're talking about... the agents, it's an interaction between you and the agent. So remember, the agents are people, and we treat them like people respectfully, and they're wonderful human beings. It's a lot of fun. They're great to work
with.
So you explain the task that you have or want to accomplish with your Ira agent. Maybe you want to find something in your pantry. Maybe you want to read the directions on a can of soup. And I use that example on purpose, because the Ira agent can take a picture of the can, and then they can enlarge it, and they can read the directions to you.
Yeah.
And you can either write it out in Braille, or you can perform the task as they're reading it to you, or get the ingredients you need. So there's lots and lots of different ways that they can help you, lots of different tasks. All right, so that's how you use the glasses. And I would also say that oftentimes the agent will say, okay, if you're traveling, they'll ask you to scan your head to the left and then back to the right.
Yeah, they want to get a better view of what's
yes.
around you.
And the agent is completely immersed in your environment. Using Google Maps and using their visual field, they're completely immersed in your environment.
Yeah, I tried to use it at the airport. I actually did it... I was walking around like a zombie. I wasn't using the glasses, but I was using the phone, and I'm basically walking around like, where's the gift shop? And I had a friend of mine trying to guide me through the airport, and they did an okay job. But the thing to note about the Ira agents is that these guys are trained and they are certified, meaning they've gone through a rigorous training process, and they know how to interact with somebody who is blind. It's not it's not like dealing with your cable company, you know, where you call up your cable company and you have to explain to them that you're blind and you're trying to work your cable box or whatever, and they don't understand, you know, what do you mean you're blind? Like, you know, so they don't understand how a blind person could possibly work a cable box or whatever. The IRA people have been trained, and it's important to note that you can also have friends or family members that can be trained to help you.
Well, in the future.
As well. Correct.
In the future,
yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, so. And I will say that the IRA standards of hiring the agents, they pick the best of the best.
Yeah.
And they have high standards, and they have an incredible training program. Suman Kamaganti, the CEO of IRA, has developed an incredible training manual to train the agents on exactly how to give directions.
Did I mention I love that guy?
He is awesome.
I love that guy.
He is so passionate. It's just infectious. His passion and just innovation and creativity is incredibly infectious.
Look, the thing with that guy is this. He listens well, right? You see all these companies that come on the market with new products, and they really, you know, they think they know what they're doing, and they're going to come into the blindness field, and they're going to sell this product / service. And a lot of them, in my experience, and I've been doing this for a very, very long time, okay? I'm not a super old guy, but I'm not a spring chicken either. I just had a birthday. I'm in my 40s, all right? Suman is the man, and he's coming around with actual problem-solving ability, and he is listening to people. He's listening to what we have to say, especially when it comes to things like O&M. Okay, so there's a second way to use IRA,
mm-hmm.
correct?
So,
you have the glasses, which is the first way, the smart mm-hmm. glasses. There's a second way to use this app
yes.
or this service.
Yes, so you can select phone, and once you select phone, the app will call the IRA agent from your phone, and it will utilize the camera on your phone. Now, unlike the experience when you were working with a friend in the airport.
Oh my God, I was working with a friend in the airport. It's
like, who was not
where's
trained.
Where's the gift? Oh, they were not trained.
Yeah.
Where's the gift shop? And I'm just walking around like a zombie with the thing in front of me. So, tell us about the experience with the phone itself.
Okay. So when you're using the phone with IRA and you select phone, there will be an option for you to dial the agent from the phone. You click that. And it will dial the agent using your phone. And so essentially they're using your phone's camera, and you're holding your phone in front of you and pointing it at the task. So if you're traveling, you're gonna obviously hold the phone in front of you, point the camera ahead of you, move it from side to side, and the agent will ask you to scan back and forth, very similar to how you scan when you're wearing the glasses. And what I like about this is that they've given you two options. This company, IRA, and Suman Kamaganti, the CEO of IRA, are very passionate. His passion is to make sure that individuals who are blind or visually impaired have instant access to information, instant and immediate access. So essentially, you using IRA are going to get access to the information at the same time that somebody else who does not have a visual impairment is going to have access to that information. So it's really amazing.
Look, think about it like this. You go to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
As a blind person, you always have to have a list. Even if it's in your head, you know what you want. You know what you're used to getting. And a lot of times when you ask for help at the grocery store, there's not a whole lot of time for browsing. Right?
No.
So imagine, this doesn't just apply to a grocery store. It applies to anything. It applies to going to the mall, which, by the way, you know, we talked about me being, you know, hesitant to travel and do all these types of things earlier on in this podcast. One of the things that I hate doing alone is going to the mall, because there's so much trial and error. You know, going by myself to the mall is almost impossible. You know, it just becomes so difficult. I've figured it out. To a degree, but again, I figured it out the way most people who are visually impaired figure out the grocery store.
But then, as soon as you figure it out, they add a new kiosk.
Oh, they sure
do. Or there are a million people in the mall.
Absolutely,
who are standing in your way.
Splat balls. You ever see those things? They're these little rubber things that you throw up against the wall, and they kind of come back down mm-hmm. at you, and they're shaped like little animals or whatever. Kids love them. Anyway, they always have some additions or subtractions to the mall, and I hate doing it. I know that with Ira, it opens up a whole new world. It's the first time that somebody who is blind can go shopping and go in there into a store, let the agent, you know, talk them through navigating the store, picking out the right color of clothes that they want, you know, buying a pair of jeans, buying a bra, whatever it is, you know, you can do that more independently now. Same thing with the grocery store. You can browse, you know, and maybe look at some different options, things that you really weren't able to do independently because you needed somebody to kind of tell you what they think you needed or tell you, you know, some of the things that they like or some of the things that they're used to helping people buy. Now you can just do most of it by yourself. You know what I mean? So it's an amazing thing, man.
And I gotta add to that grocery store experience. I, for the first time in 19 years, using Ira, can go into the grocery store, pick out my own groceries, and pay for my groceries and walk out of the store. That experience is empowering. It was overwhelmingly emotional, but it's empowering. And being able to just independently shop, just the way other shoppers are shopping, it's just something that actually is hard to describe using words.
Nope, it can't be done very easily. Exactly. Okay. And so, I mean, I draw blanks when I try to talk about these people. I just go back and forth. You know, this technology is just amazing. That's the only thing that I can say about it. I know, again, this sounds like a commercial. We're not doing a commercial for Ira, although we kind of are. The intent was not to do a commercial. We don't want you to just run out and buy stuff because we tell you it's great.
No. Yeah.
Go check it out for yourself. Go to one of these conferences that we're going to talk about at the end of the podcast. Stay tuned for the calendar of events because that's going to be an opportunity for you guys to come out and actually put your hands on some of this technology. And there's a lot of technology that's coming out that is just simply amazing.
And you know, I think for individuals, I think magical is probably a really good word to describe it. But I think that for those of you who use canes and guide dogs, remember that first walk with your cane when you felt like you got it, you can do this. You felt empowered. You felt powerful. You felt like you had gained this incredibly new aspect of independence. For those of you who use guide dogs, it's that first perfect walk with your guide dog when you just thought, this is freedom. This is what it feels like to be free.
Yeah, I remember that first guide dog, first good experience with my guide dog.
Yep.
And there were many. Like my guide dog and I clicked very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't have him anymore. He passed away in 2010. But either way, I still remember it like it was yesterday. And it was just it was freedom. It was straight up freedom. And that's what this is doing. When I experienced this in August of last year, it was straight up freedom. And I know I kid around a lot on here, but to experience it's just an amazing thing. So I hope you guys
check it
out.
Redefines freedom.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We definitely recommend that you, of course, form your own opinion. Go out, figure out what's best for you. We can only tell you what we like and don't like, what works for us, what doesn't work for us. But you guys will be the ultimate judge of what happens with your comfort level and what works for you. So we love the product. Suleiman, I love you, man. Yeah, awesome guy. Awesome company. Candace Jordan, you are the bomb. Very powerful Candace Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. and I absolutely appreciate you coming on the podcast and talking about this. This is something a lot of people didn't get a chance to check out yet. So, yeah. It has been fun, and thank you very much for coming on. Stay tuned, everybody, for the calendar of events, and we will talk to you soon. If you're, you know, stopping the podcast right now, like I said, thanks for listening. BlindRehab.com, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right. So the calendar of events, ladies and gentlemen, is a popular thing that we used to do on the podcast several years ago. And I want to bring it back because I think a lot of these opportunities to go out and look at technology and to look at things that are happening in the field of blindness and low vision are really important, especially if you're in the field or if you're just somebody who wants to know, you know, what's the latest, greatest thing that's happening in technology, especially. You know, technology is just so big And we love talking about it here on the podcast. So here are a couple of things that are happening in the field. The American Foundation for the Blind Leadership Conference, March 2nd through the 4th in the Washington, D.C. area.
It's going to be a good conference.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Alexandria, Virginia. The American Foundation for the Blind has been in this field doing amazingly good work for years and years and years, since I was a baby and before that. I've seen their name everywhere. They are a reference in every single textbook in the blindness field. They deal with people who are anywhere from birth to old age and anywhere in between.
They have a little something for everyone. If you're newly blind, if you've been blind for a long time, if you have a family member who's blind, if you're a professional working in the field, if you're a student who's thinking about going into the field or preparing to go into the field of blindness, this website, this American Foundation for the Blind has got something for you.
Absolutely.
Once again, we're not commercial for this particular.
No, this isn't a commercial, but it's definitely something that I believe in, and I want to put it out there. There are people coming from all parts of the United States, possibly even from outside the U.S. Like, I believe there might be some representation from Canada and stuff like that coming to this conference, and I really believe in it, so I want you guys, you know, you need to be there. If you're a part of this field, get your supervisor, your director, or whatever, get them to approve you going to this conference. There's still plenty of time to register. AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, .org, March 2nd through the 4th in Alexandria, Virginia, in the Washington, D.C. area. Also, AER's Pennsylvania Delaware chapters are getting together again. They get together every year, and they put together a very passionate conference for professionals in the field. If you are a teacher of the visually impaired, if you are a rehab specialist, supervisor, administrator, you definitely want to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania this year, April 26th through the 28th, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania Delaware AER. I may be presenting there. I don't know. They haven't announced that yet. But I love those guys. They are very passionate about doing good work. And so you should definitely help them out. If you're in that area, like Eastern Ohio, Pennsylvania, Delaware, maybe parts of Maryland, April 26th through the 28th, you definitely want to be in Harrisburg checking out the AER Pennsylvania Delaware Conference. And our website, blindrehab.com, will have a link to it in the show notes, so go ahead and check that out. NFB and ACB are starting to announce stuff about their conventions this year. The NFB will be in Orlando, Florida at the Rosen Shingle Resort. I've been down there. The Casey Anthony jury was staying down there the last time I went to an NFB conference down there. It was pretty interesting to watch all the security walking around. There was tons of plainclothes security people down there. But anyway, July 10th through the 15th, if you want to be in Orlando, Florida, check out the NFB. The number to call if you want to register for a room is 866-996-6338. That's 866-996-6338. NFB.org is their website. And again, blindrehab.com will have a link to that. ACB will be in Reno, Nevada at the Nugget Resort. And that is June 30th through July 7th. And that is the ACB National Conference. I don't have a phone number for them. They will be releasing that very, very shortly. I just spoke with someone there today, and we will bring you that information next week on the calendar of events. Don't forget to support us by going to blindrehab.com. I know I keep talking about it throughout the podcast. You definitely want to check out the tracker. Use our link on blindrehab.com and get yourself a free tracker with your order. And don't forget our other podcasts that are coming up. We'll be talking about Google Home, the Amazon Echo, using skills with the Amazon Echo, and of course, our major podcast in the field of vision called The Field of Vision. Thank you very much to Candace Jordan. Fantastic job here today on the AT Junkie Show. Ira was our product that we featured. AIRA.io is their website. Area code 858-876-2472. That's 858-876-2472 for IRA. Thank you so much for listening. Help spread the word about this podcast. I really, really appreciate you guys doing that. And we will talk to you guys next week. Thanks a lot.